Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Well, this is Dan. Today on The View from Wayne America, we're going to talk about the Wayne Senior Center. We have Diane Bertrand with us. What is your exact title for the Senior Center?
Well, I am the manager of the Wayne Senior Center. This has gone on my 6th year of being there, and I'm also the manager of the Wayne City Transit. It's not a Senior Center bus. It is the Wayne Senior or Wayne City Transit for the entire city of Wayne.
Okay. So. It is separate, but it is handled out of the senior center.
Absolutely.
You take
calls
there.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Well, we do. You want to start with City Transit, exactly, and we'll talk general details.
City Transit's kind of been going through a little ups and downs, too, with the COVID. We actually stopped the City Transit for a couple months last March 17th. And then reopened slowly. It's a struggle getting people back. I guess the big thing that I want people to understand, too, since the change of the mask mandate, they recommend now, the governor said we're not really enforcing the mask as much. The city transit is also funded through federal funds. So the federal has a policy.
They have guidelines.
Right, they have guidelines. And what they did was they continue our mask mandate. So if you ride public transit, it's not a city ordinance, it's not a state of Nebraska ordinance, but it's a federal ordinance that everybody needs to wear masks. So that was been a little confusing over the last couple of weeks with the relaxing of the mask mandate. So right now they had extended that until I think September 13th.
Okay, so for now, if you ride the city van.
Yes,
you do have to wear a mask.
Yeah, and we do, and we do have a mask on hand if you do forget one. We do again. We run out of the Wayne Senior Center, but it is the city transit. So our hours are basically from 8 to 4. It is an on-demand service. So if you want to ride, give us a call. We try to fit you in our schedule, but understand that first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. And we only have one van driver on staff at all times, but myself am trained to drive the van also. And so if I can get away, that I try to sleep in and do the van driving too.
And there's only one van.
Yes. I mean, we have several vans. A lot of people said, well, you got 4 vans, but we only have one driver actually on staff all day long. And so that's kind of confusing, too, why people don't understand why we can't pick them up when they want. And always give us a little time. You know, we do our best. And give us a little, if you know your appointment is coming up, let us know. And we'll get you in there at the best we can.
And that's open to anybody.
Yep.
It's not age specific.
Not just seniors. And we take infants up to 99 years old individuals. Okay. So it's good. We do have one wheelchair accessible van. We will be getting a new bus, which is a 14 passenger bus. We're hoping in September. That'll give us a little more leeway of maybe hauling a little more students. We do pick up school-age students during the school year. It's not the school that hires us. It's the parents privately call us. And then we do provide transport for that. So,
Now, there is a fee involved.
Yeah,
so, well, I want to go through that.
It's $1.50 per stop. So if you want us to pick you up and take you to the grocery store, it's $1.50. And then when you're done, we'll come back and get you. You just give us a jingle, and it's $1.50 to go back home. A lot of people think it's $1.50 in several stops, and that we can't do that with our dispatch. We have to know certain stops. So if you're going to the grocery store, we fit that into the transportation log.
Okay. So $3 round trip if you're only going one place.
Absolutely. Or, yeah, that's true. We do have van tickets. A lot of people buy a van ticket, and some of the kids, we have a van ticket, and the parents buy us that, and so the van drivers handle that, too.
Okay. And you said it's, what hours again?
8 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
And the number to call, it's the senior center number, I'm sure.
375-1460.
All right. Well, let's get back to the senior center now. It's one that I mainly wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Since we're certainly changing things and the way they've been for the past year or so.
Yes. Again, we have been closed to the public for in-house dining and activities since last March 17th. It's been a struggle trying to keep things going, but we transitioned immediately into doing drive-through meals. So basically an individual can call, order a meal, and then between 11:15 and 11:30, you drive by the senior center. We sanitary seal every meals, put them in a bag, and when we see you coming up, we run out the meal, and that's been going excellent. It's been great. Then we continue our Meals on Wheels, which is delivered to home.
Right.
And we have our volunteers have been absolutely phenomenal, and we couldn't have done it without them. So we've been running the center itself with minimal staff, but we've been doing approximately an average around 65 meals a day. All of our meals are home cooked in house. So we have not stopped that. Went through a couple months where it was touch and go with staff, you know, quarantining and, you know, losing family members and getting sick themselves, but we kept it going. So we're very blessed at that. And while we were closed, though, we've done so much in the center, and we've taken full advantage of the opportunity of being closed. We've finished our walk-in cooler project. We had the city, in cooperation with donations from the senior center, we built a storage room onto the center, and then we did a fundraising per se with the seniors themselves and through various businesses. We had a couple grants thrown in there, and we were able to purchase a big walk-in freezer. So you know what construction's like. So it was nice to be closed. And then staff kept busy. We painted. We deep cleaned. We finished both of the bathrooms in the center and the library. We share the building. We remodeled all of them. We've done a lot. So we've done that. So I guess we've been kind of struggling the last couple months. We're trying to get back into a routine, and so we were open in phases. The first month was just for a few hours to get people used to coming back in. There are some people that are a little leery on getting out yet, and that's fine. And so transitional phase was this month. We were open from 7:30 to 11:30.
The month of May.
Yes, yes. We're almost done with May. That's crazy.
Well, when we play this, it's actually going to be June 1st.
Will be. That just blows my mind. It's gone crazy fast. So we're done with that. Slowly, more and more people are coming in for coffee. We call it the one-mile walk. So if you walk 18 times around a certain area, you walk a mile. We've begun our Frogs classes, which is fitness reaching older generations. That is, we do that on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Of course, coffee. Everybody likes a good fresh cup of coffee. So now starting in June, we were going to actually go through our second transition stage of opening a little slower, or a little bit more, I should say. But last Monday, Governor Ricketts had went, and what he did was he announced that the state of Nebraska was discontinuing its directed health measures effective midnight on Monday. And then he also rescinded several executive orders that had been issuing during the coronavirus pandemic, and they'll be rescinded on June 1st. So area and aging is one of our main, along with private donations, and the city of Wayne also funds a lot of our projects. But area and aging is one of our government funding agencies, and they have a lot of rules and regulations on what we can and cannot do. So they gave me an email last Tuesday, right before noon, and says, we're ready to go. And so we had to quickly transition into the next phase of let's open. Let's do this.
So no limitations.
Nope. They said no social distancing. Mask is totally up to you. You know, it's a personal preference, but we don't have to. Mm-hmm. We don't have to limit things like we were initially going to have to do that,
but that's not the case.
So yes, this has been a blessing. Thank you for asking me today to get the word out. So we're going to be able to offer in-house meals now. Activities are going to start. We're going to kind of transition to our activities just to give us a week to catch our breath, get the volunteers retrained in the kitchen, see how this is going, because we're also going to continue with our drive-through meals.
You still have an option.
Yes.
I noticed in the email you sent me, you want people, when they call to order their meal, to specify whether they want to eat in-house or pick it up.
Yep, drive-through. So drive-through will continue again from 11:15 to 11:30. We like you to call the day ahead of time by noon, because we do all our meals are homemade. And so we do.
You need to know how much to prepare.
That's just like mom at home. And then in-house meals this year will be served at 11:45. So that's about 15 minutes earlier than we normally do. But we're just going to get things going. And I think that'll help with the quality of our meals if we don't wait so long in between serving. Our drive-through and our meals and wheels. So the quality of meals is good, you know, nice and hot and fresh.
Oh, in the past, generally, what has been the number of people who partake in the in-house meals?
Boy, you know, it just varied on your meal, of course. Mm-hmm. And it varied on, we used to have a lot of entertainment. We like a party down at the senior center. And so if I mentioned the word party, that we had a big crowd.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So maybe in June we won't do so much partying. We'll just get acclimated back there. But
still work our way into that. Yeah.
What is it? I was interested. I didn't know what Tuesday was going to be like. And actually, it's about half and half. We have about half of the people are going to come in and half of them are going to drive through, which is great, you know. Okay. So I'm hoping, I don't know how long that Area and Aging will allow us to do the drive-through, because it's funded a little differently and charted a little differently. You know, we have a lot of bookwork that's done when you have government monies. So we're hoping to continue that as long as we can, because that was very popular while we were closed.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the frogs. What other activities?
You know, the first week we're going to start our pool. We have a billiards room and we have a group of guys. And if you have a woman and want to come play, that's too. And we also have quilters that are ecstatic about getting back into their room. One of the few groups around that still do that. They hand quilt. They do that for people all over the United States. They have quilts sent to them, and they have a big quilting frame there. They do all that. We will get back into like health clinics where you can come in, and we have registered nurses that will take your blood pressures, you know, do your blood sugar.
Right.
We do that.
I remember that. Yes.
When that's popular, toenail clinics, eyeglass clinics. Of course, a lot of music. We have a lot of talent in the city of Wayne that comes and provides that. We have educational talks from different groups, different individuals. I'm trying to think what else. It's been so long since I've done that. But again, we probably won't do that in June.
Nothing specifically is scheduled for June at this point.
No, but we will get back to full force in July because I didn't have much time. Our newsletter was out. Our menu was out. Our activities are out. To mention our meals, too, a lot of people don't realize our meals are on a three-month rotation. We have to actually have a menu all completed with your specified measurements. We have to send it to a registered dietitian. The dietitian makes the corrections and suggestions, and then we send it on. So it's senior-friendly nutritional value.
Right.
So that's been good. And our meals, we have a wonderful cook. All of our bread is homemade every day. So right then and there, when you walk in and smell homemade bread, that's pretty awesome. Of course, we have our coffee is on all day long. So people enjoy that too.
I Suppose we should mention the general hours again at the Senior Center.
Again, starting June 1st.
Which it's is gonna be, today as we're
yes,
hearing
that's
this.
True. June 1st, it'll be 7 to 4.
7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Closed on certain holidays, of course.
Of course. Yeah, and we try to get that out on our calendar. We always send you guys do a great job on mentioning what's going on throughout the day. Also, the Wayne Herald has it on, too. If you ever, we have, our newsletters are extremely popular. Always stop in. We have extra copies. Go on the City of Wayne website. It is always on that posted. So the whole newsletter with our activities and menu is on there as well.
Okay. You want to mention any particular people to you would like to thank that help you along the way? Are you afraid of forgetting somebody?
Yeah, that's the bad thing about forgetting, because for sure you cannot do what we do without our volunteers. I want people to know that the Senior Center is everybody's Senior Center. So when you're there, you know, everybody chips in and help. You know, it's we only have a limited staff, you know, so everybody just chips in, helps clean off tables. Now we still have to sanitize. Mm-hmm. That's not gone by the wayside. So that's a little extra work that will be done. So I'm hoping everybody just chips in and helps wipe things down and you know, we get back to normal as soon as we can. So
I'm sure if somebody out there who would like to help with things, I'm sure you're happy to take volunteers.
Yes, we are always looking for, especially Meals and Wheels substitutes in the kitchen. We're always looking for people to help out there. It's not all day. Basically, we need someone from about 11 to 1 at the most, and you get a wonderful home-cooked meal for coming in and helping us.
That's your wage.
Yep, that's the wage. And it's been, we can't do it without that help.
Well, you do have a few people who do get paid for...
Yes, we have, well, of course, the van drivers. We actually have 4 van drivers on staff right now. Van drivers need to do continuing education, and so we appreciate that the drivers can, you know, we try to keep you safe when you're in the seat of the van. And, of course, myself, the manager, we have a full-time cook, and we have 2 part-time one dispatcher assistant, and the other one, everybody knows Frank, so he's kind of my catch-all person. He rows from here to there. He drives his van. He delivers meals. He washes dishes. So, Frank is our to-go man for those things.
Frank Shetta.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
So.
All right. And the number again is 402-375-1460. Yep. If you have any questions about anything or you'd like to volunteer for something.
Yeah, big thing is if you have a question, especially with the transition, just call me. And, you know, I know it's all of us want to get back. We want to get back to normal as soon as possible, but just hang in there. Be patient. We will get back to what it used to be, I'm hoping.
Be looking for more special events in the near future, but probably not this month.
Yes. Correct.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, I think that's good. And I thank you for having me here so I can get the word out to people. And again, call us if you have any questions.
All right. Diane Bertrand from the Wayne Senior Center, again, our guest today on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from